fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to your train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
May 14th, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't want to send a contribution and donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. Today I need help more than ever. Just go to my website and click on the blue consultation tab and send me a note that you would like to make a donation. And if you want to put it on your credit card, then just tell me the amount in the note. And I will send you an invoice, and all you have to do is pay it with your credit card and make it so easy for you. We really have been working hard to get you the truth and the news that you can use. So your donation will really be appreciated and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can call 641-793-2531 every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. If you're on your computer, you can go to freedomslips.org, scroll down to Studio B, and click on the little green arrow every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time and hear Dr. Johnny live on The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world, and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. You probably realize by now that the Mexican cartels will begin terrorist actions and activities and attacks on U.S. soil, being guided by the CIA and the Obama regime, which is the fake Biden puppet. Yes, the Biden administration is turning military troops into facilitators. The terrorist attacks that happened in Texas over the weekend, this past Saturday and Sunday, just 8 hours apart, where it's just the beginning of a plan by the Mexican cartels and the CIA of their sub-base division gangs in Texas called Tango Blast. That's one gang, initiated both of the terror attacks on Texas under Mexican cartel demands and were guided by the U.S. Obama regime, i.e. CIA Biden puppet. By early last Friday evening, the Texas feds were sharing information on cartels launching a terror attack through Texas and gave each other heads up to keep family and friends away from grocery stores, parks, and entertainment areas. We confirmed that the attacks were carried out by the Texas gang Tango Blast, as multiple sources leaked to friends the inside and outside sources and the information. Alex Jones, who's an Austin, Texas resident, was also warned by the feds and intelligence that an attack was imminent over the weekend and that the attack was coming from the Mexican Cartel Division Association associated with the Obama Crime Syndicate. This border problem is only getting worse. In both the attacks of the shootings and a car plowing into immigrants, killing eight. In both cases, there are photos of both suspects in the terror attacks and the same tattoo of the Tango Blast gang was on their hand. Immediately after the shootings, the Biden regime and the MSM, the mainstream media, reported only on the guns used and turn the terror attack into a racist gun-killing fiasco, immediately calling for banning of guns. They want to eliminate that Second Amendment. And no MSM, no mainstream media reported the gang's involvement, nor their connection to the cartels, nor how the feds were sharing information on that Friday, a day before the terror attacks happened, that these events would happen. Last year, I had mentioned on this show the cartels facilitated by Obama's CIA were planning to create terror in the U.S. and were going to use immigrants and gangs to create chaos. I also mentioned the chaos that was going on to erupt at the border as one of the U.S. biggest threats, but that information was nearly a year ago. It's all coming true, as was several other truthers who knew that this was coming in a massive scale. Well, time is here as Title 42 ends. Behind the scenes, the Mexican cartels know Trump and the military are coming after him. Trump already said he's sending military operations into Mexico to end the cartels. Trump knows the CIA is guiding and working with the cartels away from moving narcotics to more into weapons and human trafficking and kid pedophilia. That's where the money is. and many U.S. banks are all connected directly to the Wall Street J.P. Morgan subsidiary banks and are in charge of several Mexican cartels with U.S. financial holdings. If you also remember, the Obama regime was running guns into Mexico, you know, with Eric Holder in their fast and furious gun smuggling operations. That was all covered up. So these cartels have a lot of weapons, and there's far more weapons trade to the cartels by the CIA and agents of the Bureau of Alcoholic, Tobacco, and Firearms, the ATF, and all the explosives that are going on in Mexico that's not reported. But everything is happening for a reason, and military intelligence, Trump and Arizona military intelligence, have been tracking everything since George H.W. Bush was in office and securing deals with the cartels and running weapons, money, human trafficking, and controlling the Mexican government through black operations of the CIA since the 1960s. However, now the hammer is coming down, as Trump and the military have already started silent operations against the cartels and seizing data banking records infected with their operations, with all the AI systems that is beginning to create chaos in their financial holdings through Mexico, U.S., Middle America, and South America. The White Hats are staging the in-game events where Trump and the alliance, including Mexico White Hat military, plus the military, will clean the house of Mexico from the CIA and cartel regime. It's infected as well, and that's getting cleaned up. In time, after this near-death experience in North America that we're going through, and the U.S. goes into the darkest moments and events coming these next few weeks, and there will be a near civil war when the banks go down and the ATMs fall and riots happen, then the military protocols of restoring justice and executing the laws of procedures take place publicly under 11.3 in the war manual. And in this time, Mexico also activates the storm arrests. Everything is happening now on the border and is connected to Mexico and U.S. forming an alliance in the future as Trump takes open power, and the storm operations in-game arrests will reveal the CIA, Obama, the deep state Pentagon, Rockefellers behind the Mexican cartels, human trafficking, weapons trade, child sex rings operations, and more. I won't go into all the gory details. They're doing evil things. I realize it's very difficult truth to hear and to witness the pain of the U.S. going through such a difficult near-death civilization event. However, Dr. Johnny will no longer sugarcoat this anymore. It had to be this way to reveal the darkness to everyone that has, you know, been hiding through the killing of cartels regime along the U.S. border, where the hundreds of thousands of humans have been killed in cartels wars and human trafficking, government killings, military killings, executions of citizens that's been happening on a massive scale for nearly 40 years now, and recently tens of thousands of people killed in the last 3 years alone, with the fentanyl drug crisis killing Americans in a real epic situation from overdose. The truth is, the United States' oldest neighbor, Mexico, who share the border, has an epidemic of human trafficking and drugs, weapons, and killings and sex trade and military operations are happening through the alliance, and that's white hats through the whole system of several countries, certainly all of North and South America. The White Hats are working in both the North and South America operations. and the alliance, and they're going to expose the CIA, Obama, the deep state that has been causing chaos through the borders with the help of the cartels. And the end game is coming as we speak. And Trump will play his cards, but first we must go through the hardest parts of the storm. The military is the only way. Arrest wars and military coups are taking place as I speak. This will happen in many, many countries across the world also, and I've been warning about this for a long time on my show. Both sides of the deep state versus white hats will launch arrest wars, military coups, and both sides will be accusing each other of treason and military coup. But you can see who is telling the truth when you see the MSM news pick a side and attack the person, the group, or regime. For example, they're always attacking Donald Trump. This past week, former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan, arrested by paramilitary police, Khan had accused a CIA military coup in his country and promised to expose the inside corruption of his deep state military and government workings inside the country with the CIA. Sources reveal he had all the intel, knew where the dead videos were buried. He does have a dead man switch. And also, you know, Pakistan was the CIA's biggest heroin drug operations going on today. The military classifying of weapons from U.S. to Pakistan to China and are banking, you know, in the laundering systems were with all that money. It's been long known that male child trafficking sex trade through Pakistan, Afghanistan, has been happening for decades with the military, police, government officials, and elites. They've even made a film about this known as Dancing Boys of Afghanistan. Well, violent clashes have broken out in Pakistan between security forces and supporters of the former Prime Minister Imran Khan after he was arrested that last Tuesday. Protests were erupting nationwide, and at least one person has been killed in the city of Quetta. These events, arrest wars, are going to hit several countries by 2024, as the U.S. is expected to be in a near civil war event. The deep state is planning, and the U.S. generals have been speaking of this for over 2 years. Several countries in the past year alone, through Africa, South America, Sri Lanka, Kazakhstan, Myanmar, military are in coups and have happening and continuing and growing. A massive storm is brewing as corrupt countries are planning to overthrow the CIA-penetrated control of these countries. And more exposure of the virus and vaccine deaths hit individual countries, and the military are leaking the gain-of-function reports in all countries. And then corruption connection to world banking funding and exposure of their governments. And corporations inside the CIA ring is being silently and loudly exposed. A world revolution is taking place as I speak, and military alliances behind the scenes, the white hats, making this storm the Great Awakening, moving from the storm to the Great Awakening. This past week, we witnessed a stark difference in the two types of worlds we lived in. They were staged on May 6th and on May 9th. May 6th was the coronation of King Charles, and May 9th was Victory Day celebration in Russia, celebrating the defeat of the Nazis and the end of World War II. In London on May 6th and Moscow on May 9th, there was a scene of great collective events. Each one expresses its own values. I want you to understand this perfectly clear, the distinct difference. In England, the splendors of the mask, you know, the origin of rich ornaments that were often, if not totally, stolen from around the world without any scruples. And in Russia, the celebrating of martyrs or heroes of the Second World War is a commitment to the same sacrifice for the fatherland. In London, success is measured in terms of what you have taken, and Moscow is measured by what you have done for your people. If the subjects of King Charles III are fascinated by the magnificence of the crown, the citizens of President Putin consider that there's no nobility in adorning themselves with stolen jewels. For them, only what one has earned oneself has a value. It is obvious we're seeing once a powerful global empire like England losing support of its people fall, while another global empire, that's the USSR, gaining strength. Russia is gaining strength and have support of their people. One once dominated the world and all the sea lanes, and the other is now saving the world. This will soon be plain to see. After all, Putin has made the Russian Orthodox Church the center of life in Russia, and the family values the center of what it means to have a good life. And Christians are from around the world are supporting that. They don't support a pedophile like King Charles III with all his jewels. There are many signs this time the long-awaited mass arrests have been ongoing and are now becoming visible to the general public. Dr. Johnny knew behind the scenes this was really happening, and I've tried to give you information on the show, and a lot of people blew me off and said, oh, you're just hopium, Dr. Johnny. No, everything I've been telling you is the truth, because I've got various sources that say the coronation of King Charles was the trigger event for people. That's what they're waiting for. That's what the military is waiting for. Regardless of what you think of this unpopular king, he is the head of the Anglo-Saxon armed forces, and he has promised to unleash a vast military-style campaign. His official inauguration was needed so military action against the Cabal Deep State could be ordered, according to my MI6 sources. Needless to say, if Charles turns out to be a Consiglio Mafia black hat stooge, he will be killed by his own bodyguards, according to those same MI6 sources. In what may have been a warning, the Grim Reaper walked by as Charles was crowned the new King of England. Okay, maybe it was a man wearing a costume, but as Charles was crowned, he walked by and all the cameras saw it. That was no mistake, no coincidence, because his days are numbered if he turns out to be a black hat Scrooge of the Khazarian Mafia. For over a year and a half, patriots lost hope in the Epstein exposure coming to light. But I've been telling you the increasing story that the Epstein saga is only beginning. The subpoenas were sent out for the most powerful people in the world, like Sergey Brin and 100 of the top richest men in the world, could not buy their way out or power their way through or stop the Virgin Island trials of Epstein. I gave inside drops on past shows that just a few miles away from the legal Virgin Island court's proceedings was a real military tribunal taking place and the military alliance use the U.S. Virgin Islands subpoenas as a cover to bring deep state players of the richest elite of the world out of the shadows. And you never hear about any of this on the mainstream news. Deep state people like Sergey Brin, you know, the owner of Google, Michael Ovitz, you know, the Disney president and CAA, top Hollywood talent agency, Thomas Prixner. That's his name, Prixner, with a T, Prixner. Executive chair of the Hyatt Hotels Corporation. The dragnet is also closing in on former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers and billionaire LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman and former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak and Apollo Global Management co-founder Leon Black and Woody Allen. Boy, that's a real piece of work. Among many other elites that were subpoenaed but showed up to give testimony anonymously. All in all, debriefings were by the military. Brin and the elites' debriefings had set legal grounds for FISA warrants and operations. The truth, the military has everything already. And right now, just doing things by the book, that's the way the Donald wants it. Trump wants everything by the book to justify all their operations every step of the way. While we and many others in the truth media have reported on all the criminals going to Epstein Pedophile Island for years, the difference this time is that corporation media reports are starting to talk about it. This is a sign that actual law enforcement action is taking place and all the rats are going to be captured. It's imminent. However, never underestimate the Kazarian Mafia. Stephen Dackoff, founder of the private equity firm Black Diamond Capital Management, had purchased the Epstein Island for $60 million. Dackoff is a Zionist and a Chabad member, the worst of the Zionists, according to Mossad sources. This means it's a good bet he will be trying to bury evidence of child torture and human sacrifice that many witnesses say regularly took place on Epstein Island. However, the implosion of the financial system makes it likely the Kazarian Mafia and their fronts will soon no longer have the money to buy their way out of trouble. Even corporate news outlets are starting to report most U.S. banks are insolvent. For example, the Telegraph, citing a group of banking experts, says almost half of the 4,800 banks in the U.S. are nearly insolvent. Stick with a private, small bank that's owned by local money, folks, and you can't go wrong. Dr. Johnny's in a private little Texas bank. All its holdings are cattle, period. They're farmers and ranchers. It's not oil. It's not big banks. It's not Wall Street. It's just cattle and ranchers. So let's not pretend that this is just about Silicon Valley or the First Republic. All the other bigger banks are going to go down, but the little private banks, you know, that are just owned by, you know, families that started in a state, you know, those will be okay. Professor Amit Sirut, a banking expert in Stanford University, revealed a lot of U.S. banking systems is potentially insolvent. What is happening is that the banks are pretending to be solvent by using an account trick that's common in Japan after a real estate bubble burst. This means keeping things on their books at the purchase price instead of the current price. For example, if Charles Schwab reported its assets at market prices, its capital would be $23 billion, or half the $56 billion it reported in 2021. So in theory, it would only be able to lend half of what it did in 2021 and keep its capital adequacy ratio. Multiply that by the entire $23 trillion banking system, and you can see a historic implosion is inevitable. No wonder depositors took out $360 billion at an accelerated rate these past 3 weeks of April alone, meaning total withdrawals are closing in on the $2 trillion mark. Since banks own the Federal Reserve, which owns the U.S. corporation, you can see the real reason Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says federal government could run out of money and default on debts as early as June 1st. Whoa, boo-hoo. I hope it falls sooner than that. However, June 1st is not far away. So this may be our event, and this would lead to 8 million job losses and 6% plunge in the GDP, the President's Council on Economic Advisors. They're always preaching doom and gloom. This collapse is coming because a former Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan, mistakenly said in 2011, the United States can pay any debt it has because it can always print money to do that. So there's zero probability of default. This hubris came from the thinking that the U.S. dollar had value in of itself, which it does not. So now default is imminent. A default by these criminals would really be a good thing for the average American. Don't worry, folks. The White Hat has their quantum financial system in place, and your money, whatever you have in your bank, if you're not a child trafficker or a drug pusher, your money's going to be fine. This is, you know, this is our event. This is what Dr. Johnny's been waiting for. Defaulting on the national debt would pave the way for a reinstitution of sound, redeemable, commodity-based money. People would have to concentrate more on real wealth than phony financial wealth, actually engineering as opposed to financial and social engineering. The farms, factories, technologies, and the skills of the workers will all still exist, but on a sound foundation for the first time, because the quantum financial system will be that net under the high wire act of this whole big show. And with new owners, that's going to be the White Hat U.S. military. They're going to set up the new treasury in Texas. They're going to set all this up. You will be fine if you're not a drug trafficker or an organ or human trafficker or pedophile. You will be just fine. As I told you on last week's show, Texas is leading the way into our future. On May 2nd, a Texas House committee passed a bill to create 100% reserve gold and silverback transactional currencies. Enactment of this legislation would create an option for people to conduct business in sound money. This set the stage to undermine the Federal Reserve's monopoly on money and possibly create a viable alternative to the central bank digital currency, because that rainbow banknote, or what the rainbow treasury note, or what they call the rainbow Texas note, you know, you can back that if you want in real silver and gold coins minted here in Texas, probably in Dallas. Bankrupting these criminals will also take away power from unelected technocrats like the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres. We have all heard him tell the World Economic Forum politicians they need to make unpopular decisions in order to shape public opinion. In other words, He is a tyrant and works against the people until they fall in line. We also see the World Economic Forum top advisor, Yuval Noah Harari, suggests the totalitarian restrictions implemented in response to the scandemic, including stopping all flights and locking down entire countries, will make people more open to radical ideas about how to deal with climate change, he said. These people are evil, folks. This is exactly what they tried to do with the COVID-19, and it's now blowing up in their faces. And a landmark COVID-19 vaccine injury case action in a lawsuit has been filed against the Australian government and the medicines regulator. It prompted us to do a COVID lawsuit web search that came back with over 112 million links. A quick scan showed a legal feeding frenzy has just begun. Sue, baby, sue. You can be sure that it will lead to the bankruptcy of all hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, and others involved with the entire scandemic. Oh, boo-hoo. The quicker the better, as far as Dr. Johnny's concerned. War crimes tribunals are also a certainty. The first high-profile arrest has already taken place, according to CIA sources. Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC, has been captured and will be tried in Nuremberg too, in the military tribunals. Corporate news, and I'll report more about her exact arrest and how they did it later in the show. Corporate news reports are trying to pretend her disappearance came because she resigned and has got the COVID. Huh. However, United States Special Forces on Thursday arrested the criminal Rochelle Walensky after she returned to the U.S. from Brussels, from where she had been remotely running the Centers for Disease Control, or the CDC, since late 2022. When she hightailed it out of the U.S. upon learning that the White Hat partition of the military had indicted her for treason, she got out of town, buddy. She got out of Dodge. A source in General Smith's office said that special forces grabbed and startled Walensky in the parking lot in the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, thanks to U.S. Cyber Command intelligence reports. The general's office had known for a week that Walensky was planning to meet a 27-year-old Brazilian-American man with whom she had been having affairs, her little boy toy. Oh, yeah, since 2019, she wanted that boy toy. Walensky, 54, has been married to Dr. Leon D. Walensky, 55, since 1995, and they have three children. Marital vows, however, didn't stop Walensky's lust for her adulterous attention from her boy toy. They interpreted her electronic and voice correspondence between Walensky and three lascivious suitors when General Smith read an email of hers saying that she longed to be in the guy's arms and would visit the U.S. on the 4th of May. He thought the news too good to be true, and so again General Smith thought that he could capture Walensky, would steal the deal in a trifecta of COVID criminals. He's already gotten Fauci and hung him. He's already got Francis Collins and hung him. And now Walensky, he said, this is too good. She had kindly included her entire itinerary in the email, so General Smith and the 5th Special Forces Group, Commander Brent Linderman, arguably the most incisive of the officers in the U.S. military, coordinated the mission. Fortunately, Walensky had unknowingly had a hand in her soon-to-be captivity, and the general had pictures of Walensky's lover and the make and model and color of his vehicle he had been driving to pick her up. Incidentally, based on wiretaps on her family's home in Atlanta, she had not informed her husband of her imminent arrival. Her sojourn was of purely personal nature, just to see her lover, not her family. 3 days in Atlanta and then back to Brussels, or so she thought. Special forces in plain clothes had eyes on her the moment she left the terminal. They tailed her as she casually wheeled her little single suitcase across the pavement to a congested parking lot where her beau's Mercedes sat waiting. She was obviously on her tail, and she couldn't see through the tinted windows that a passenger in the car was holding a silencer-equipped Glock 19 to her boyfriend's head and instructing him how to respond to her texts. Her texts, special forces had shadowed the boyfriend from his home to the airport and moved on him once he parked 30 minutes ahead of the flight. He was stunned but cooperative, they said. They told him they were there for Walensky, not him, and applied the necessary pressure to get him to comply. She was expecting the guy to come out and give her a big hug, but once she got close to the car, she was grabbed and shoved in the rear seat with another soldier pressing the barrel of a gun of his sidearm to her temple. The disgraced CDC director was taken to the processing center, and she went down to Camp Blas for a military tribunal. The boyfriend, whose name the military is withholding, couldn't travel overseas because he's on a federal no-fly list for reasons currently unknown. He is an illegal alien, it turns out to be, and they've detained him until further notice. So we've been telling you that the military will leak the Epstein files and evidence through the media and several sources. That's already started. Now what's begun is a massive level is the Congress held meetings this past few weeks on human trafficking, with senators giving sworn testimonies. Batches of information have been leaked of the CIA director meeting with Epstein as well as Bill Gates and others, and now the leaks are continuing as the Wall Street Journal is releasing the second batch of information through the Epstein leaks. But you have to understand, the Wall Street Journal is a division of Dow Jones, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. And Murdoch is the one who removed Tucker Carlson from Fox. So what's really going on here? Well, with Rupert Murdoch allowing the Wall Street Journal to release the Epstein leaks, you kind of have to scratch your head and say, what's going on? If that's his business too, why did Rupert Murdoch allow Tucker Carlson to stay on so long on Fox News and red pill the nation for over 7 years? Here's the truth. I've been saying this for over 2 years on my show. The White Hat Military Alliance has captured most of the deep state bad actors, including the media owners like Rupert Murdoch, Joe Biden, Pelosi, and Zelensky. They're all following orders. It's hard to see, but allow me to explain. It was always in the plan to capture the CIA Mockingbird News Network and use them inside the Turning Points, as the Twitter was captured by the White Hats. CNN was also captured and being cleaned. Rupert Murdoch is a turncoat and will destroy his own corporations and companies from the inside out so he will live. This will happen with his double agent games he's playing and is being forced to play so he will live. Everything is leading to Gates, Epstein, elite pedophilia ring, the military operations I told you about this past year on the shows. They're going after Microsoft, now Epstein, and information is hitting the news like the Wall Street Journal, nobody's going to question the Wall Street Journal. If the Wall Street Journal prints something, they'll believe that. More people will believe that than they will the New York Times or the Washington Post. Wall Street Journal, people believe in. They think it's a benchmark for truth. So when they start coming out and talking about the pedophilia and Epstein and everything, and it's coming out. It's coming out each and every day, each week. There's a different story coming out in the Wall Street Journal. Now the Epstein information is hitting the news, and how Epstein was landed huge sums of money and Gates money, Bill Gates money from CIA, MI6, Mossad, U.S. Deep State military intelligence was at Epstein's home in New York City on multiple occasions. Military operations and leaks behind the scenes is letting you know now they are going after Microsoft. They're going after the deep state military intelligence. They're going after the elite pedophilia ring. It's happening as I speak. The evilness in the New York City of Epstein's home is connected to a huge, massive blackmail pedophilia ring and beyond. Killings of senior officials and intelligence communities got their position after meeting in Epstein's home. What do you think they did to gain those positions? Well, Rupert Murdoch is trying hard to suppress the information to help the deep state. At the same time, he's forced to let Tucker Carlson red pill America for years, and now he's forced to tell all the Epstein information to go on right into public view in the Wall Street Journal. Rupert is caught between the lines, and he has no wiggle room. In order for him to survive, he's got to play ball. And he had to make a deal with Trump. So he's dealing, and he's playing, and we can expect the Wall Street Journal to cover up, you know, certain names, and then other names are going to let out each time it's permitted. Deep State is pushing for this idea no matter what happens. They know it's all happening. They can't do a thing about it. Rupert will collapse his own corporations, as Fox now lost 50% of its viewers behind the scenes after letting, you know, firing Tucker Carlson. They've lost 50%. Even MSNBC has more viewers than Fox. That means that Fox is a dismal failure since they fired Tucker Carlson. But behind the scenes, the military alliance is pulling the strings. By the way, King Charles is a direct descendant of Prophet Muhammad, the founder of Islam, as well as Vlad the Impaler, who is, you know, Count Dracula. There was a Count Dracula that really lived. He was a count. He had his own castle. Oh, yeah. And he did drink blood. Okay? It was a real deal. King Charles is a descendant of those people. So is he a good person? Well, I don't think so. No matter what happens vis-a-vis to King Charles, though, we're also entering a period where a lot of people at the top of a lot of governments who have been pushing policies that are against their people are going to be very worried about surviving in office. Here in the United States, I do not expect a lot of change until the financial system implodes and the economy tanks. And it's getting closer all the time. And that came from General McGregor, Colonel Douglas McGregor. And he tells the truth just like it is. And, you know, he wasn't promoted to general because he does tell the truth. And, you know, when they say it's above your pay grade, that literally means that you're not accepting a bribe. So they don't tell you this information or that information. They say that's above your pay grade. Well, that means you haven't accepted any bribes, and McGregor was just one of those guys. So he's telling the truth. In any case, the imminent financial implosion of the United States American Corporation is clearly is forcing a change through the system. The biggest sign something is happening is the trader Mark Milley resigned as chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff and is being replaced by General Charles Hugh Brown, the Air Force current top officer, when you look at Hugh Brown in his current position by the commander-in-chief under Trump, at the time, Trump said, Charles Q, I like that. And sure enough, Charles Q Brown Jr., Charles was confirming 98 to nothing. And that's a little concerning. It's very telling. It tells me the White Hats are in control now that the Biden avatar has been ordered to put Charles Q in charge of all U.S. armed forces. And all through the news reports saying that this will happen in the summer, something has already started. Trump is in control. He's in control directly behind the scenes. No one's going to talk about this. Patriots aren't going to talk about this. Certainly the MSM, the mainstream media, is not going to talk about this. But Trump is already in direct control. The CIA source saying something's happened in Washington Wednesday afternoon of last week, and I cannot talk about it. He said that's something, according to Pentagon General, was numerous stealth Black Hawk helicopters have landed on the White House lawn, and think of certain high-level politicians being arrested. That's exactly what happened, and we're taking away. Other sources, both Russian and U.S., would only say they cannot confirm or deny reports of arrest. In my experience, if nothing was happening, these sources would say nothing was happening and just say no comment. But they are stunned because they are saying, finally, something's going on. A huge increase in military aircraft flights is another sign. Some big military activities underway both in the U.S. and in Europe. And there are other signs something may be finally breaking with the logjam in Washington, D.C., with the House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer has given the FBI until May 10th to produce documents related to the human trafficking and other crimes. Did he get that? I haven't heard if he got it or not, but he put out that subpoena and that order. So you were looking at a potential money laundering operation, and he said, this Joe Biden is essentially an unregistered foreign agent for China. Those are serious crimes. You got possible racketeering, and the list goes on and on, Comer says. The original Biden is long gone, but going after his avatar will flush out the Rockefellers and the high-level criminals hiding behind the image of that body double or that clone or that mask-wearing actor. There's also movement on the pedophilia front. FBI Director Christopher Wray, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and Justice Department Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz have received subpoenas regarding their failure to seriously investigate Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and a ring of pedophilia VIPs. In Canada, expert witness Catherine Christensen rhetorically asked a tribunal, how was Canada's prime minister capable of mandating COVID-19 injections when he has no authority or control over the Canadian forces, she asked. It turns out that Justin Castro Trudeau had to fire four generals on trumped up sexual harassment charges before he could get his way and do the mandates. Justin Trudeau's days are numbered for sure. His demise will be echoed in many other countries controlled by Khazarian mafia puppets. For example, if you thought an end to reports about the troubles in France meant Emmanuel Macron had weathered the storm, think again. His days are also numbered. With the U.S. corporation government on its last legs, international vultures are circling and not waiting for its death. In the Middle East, for example, foreign ministers Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, Iraq joined their Syrian counterparts in demanding the restoration of Assad's government sovereignty over all Syria, strengthening Syrian government and institutions and ending operations by armed groups and militant organizations on Syrian soil. That means U.S.-backed armed Kurdish groups and jihadists and Turkish-backed militants in northern Syria and Turkish U.S. forces are all going to be taken care of. This comes as the Arab League mends its ties with Iran, and that means, you know, the Sunni and Shiites are now coming to a peaceful agreement, and that brings Syria back into the fold. Russia is helping by organizing talks between Turkish and Syrian presidents, and then we hear Erdogan and Bashar Assad are meeting with the Iranian foreign minister. Any attempts to install a Khazari Moffat puppet in Turkey are doomed to fail, Russian FSB sources and other sources warn. Israel must now sue for peace for its survival, but they won't make it. In Africa, the show goes on. I mean, there's so much going on. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo became the latest leader to say NATO must leave Africa altogether. And at the end of this speech, he also noted that he would entrust only Russia with the security of his country. The Russians are also finally figuring out the United Nations is a Rockefeller-owned private corporation and not an actual world organization. President Permanent Representative to the United Nations, Vyacheslav Nebenzia, said, "We are witnessing a certain degradation of trust in the organization, the United Nations, which is called to represent interests of all member states to be an example of impartiality and integrity, and its employees must act in strict compliance with Article 100 of the United Nations Charter." He is referring to, of course, to the widespread use of threats, bribes, and other methods to twist the United Nations debate in Ukraine. And I'll have more on this after these.
No secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hybrid thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. I was just discussing in the last hour about the United Nations and how they're not really represented as a world organization to help countries. They're there as a, they're owned, you know, by the Rockefellers and the deep state. And, you know, I was referring to those widespread of threats they made over the years and bribes and other methods that they've used to twist the UN debate, especially in Ukraine. We've seen it just right out in the open. And why did they do that for Ukraine? Well, Ukraine, boy, they were really trying to keep Ukraine. And, you know, for example, United Nations did not discuss a mission on April 26th in Ukraine, which 74 underground tunnels were destroyed and 678 child traffickers were killed. And 3,876 human traffickers were arrested, and over 10,000 caged children were rescued. And this is all according to Polish intelligence. While she does mention the Biden role in human trafficking, Russian Foreign Minister spokeswoman Maria Zakharova says the Kiev regime has confirmed that the administration of the U.S. President Joseph Biden is a sponsor of terrorism. Also, why doesn't the United Nations talk about the reports from Polish farmers who say animals die after eating fodder with Ukrainian grain? Oh, yeah. They eat Ukrainian grain and the animals are dying. This is why some countries prohibit the import of Ukrainian flour, while across Europe, stores remove and burn the flour. In Poland, farmers block roads so that the companies of unknown origin do not import the poison chemicals and untested products. This attempt at mass poisoning seems to be a desperate reaction to the military defeat in Ukraine. On that front, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is not even needed for signing an instrument of unconditional surrender, according to Dmitry Medvedev, who adds there are no options left other than the physical elimination of Lewinsky, Zelensky, and his clique. The West and Russia will eventually sit down and discuss their differences, but this dialogue should be held not with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but with those who are using him as a human stooge, Russian Foreign Ministry Sergei Lavrov said on his part. Maybe that's why BlackRock suddenly called for a meeting with the avatar Zelensky. If you know BlackRock, did you know that BlackRock makes brain chips? Oh yeah, the brain implants. How do you think that all those clones know what to do? You know, BlackRock makes those brain chips just like the nanotech graphene oxide computers that I talked about on many weeks' shows. I've seen the patents for these brain chips. One is for interface, like with the graphene oxide. One is interfaces for syringe injectable electronics, interfaces for syringe injectable electronics. The other is for a method and apparatus for inducing desired states of consciousness. Excuse me. I had to sneeze. So one patent is interface for the jab, and the other patent is for desired states of consciousness. So whether it's the brain chip or the graphene oxide in your body, they can dial up what they want you to think, how they want you to feel. It's all brain control. It's so abundantly clear somebody or some group really is trying to turn us into remote-controlled robots. Question is who? Many claim the ultimate control comes beyond the people like the Rothschilds. It certainly is. The deep state has a lot of deep players. This brings us to the topic of potential alien interference into our affairs. On that front, decorated Russian general Nikolai T. Otrushkin says more advanced civilizations are keeping an eye on this planet Earth and making sure we don't completely destroy the planet, he says. He also emphasized that the UFOs are commonly observed near facilities where the situation is unstable. These include nuclear and chemical weapons facilities. Today, I want to bring you an update on what is happening in the medical establishment when you see, you know, patents like that where they can control what you think. See, that's what these clones are. They have a brain chip in them, and then remotely, the deep state can control what they're saying, what they're thinking, and what they're doing. And they're just, you know, basically taking orders, the ultimate robot. So the deep state medical establishment has been pulled into this, and they need more doctors and researchers that will just follow orders. And again, I heard your request. One listener wanted to know, you know, when I asked, what do you want to hear on my show? Well, one listener wrote me in, and she said, well, what's the status of Big Med and Big Pharma these days? You know, with they're doing all this research and stuff, but we don't hear about it. Well, obviously, that's a broad subject, but I have a few gems that I might want to share with you. So I pull it. And this didn't, I'm not trying to, you know, it didn't make me feel any better, but you need to know this, okay? This is something you need to know. From the Daily Caller, April 22nd, 2023, article is titled Dangerous Trend. This is the title of the article from the Daily Caller. Now, I read it and took notes, and I'm going to be reading parts of that article to you right now. It said, the title of the article is Dangerous Trend. Medical schools are now ditching standardized tests in the name of diversity. Oh, yeah. Medical schools are continuing to drop medical college admission tests, the MCAT, the medical college admission test requirements, in favor of of alternative routes available to prospective applicants, expert told the Daily Caller News. So they're dropping these entry exams. So even if you made C's, you know, and you don't have to take the exam, they're dropping this medical college admission test in favor of holistic admission practices may negatively impact the medical profession by eliminating a standard for schools to consider when admitting students who demonstrate the aptitude to be good doctors, Laura Morgan, Do No Harm program manager, revealed. It's not adequate because it's subjective as opposed to standardized tests, which are objective metrics, she said. A developing medical school trend to ditch the medical college admission test, the MCAT requirement, may not bode well for the future of the profession, the medical watchdog group Do No Harm told Daily Caller. She says approximately 40 medical schools across the country have dropped the MCAT, that's the entrance exam, a multiple-choice exam that determines an individual's ability to problem-solve, think critically, and understand concepts about medical study as a requirement for some applying students, according to a list compiled by Inspira Advantage, and also Do No Harm alleges that dropping the requirement is another way for schools to aim to bolster diversity on campus, but asserting that it's a dangerous trend. You don't want, if you've got to see a urologist because you've got, you know, water work problems, you don't want a doctor that made a C in kidney, but they just passed him because he's, you know, diverse or, you know, whatever, and he didn't have to take an entrance exam. So he may just say, oh, well, you need to get one of those that one kidney removed, you know, or you need to get on dialysis right away. That may not be what, see, they want bean counters. They want people to take orders. And by saying, hey, you don't have to pass the test, you can just, if you want to be a doctor, just go to this school or that school or that school. You don't even have to have an entrance exam because this MCAT has been shown to predict who has the best chance to be a successful in medical school and be a good medical doctor. Do No Harm program manager Laura Morgan revealed eliminating it removes the proven standard for schools to consider when admitting students who demonstrate the aptitude to be good doctors. Get ready, folks, for Dr. Bonehead near you. The MCAT is developed and administered by the Association of American College, American Medical Colleges. According to its website, the association is pivoted to encouraging an admission model that considers an applicant's experiences and attributes alongside with academic achievement and uses it as a factor on its diversity, inclusion, culture, and equity inventory surveys sent out to medical schools across the country to weigh their commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion practices. Standardized tests are backed by evidence and can be objectively evaluated to conduct a holistic review of some schools are requiring their admission committee members to take a training on how to evaluate applicants based on experience and attributes. Morgan told, adding that they permit race, you know, they permit ethnicity to be used as an admission factor when it aligns with the school's diversity-based mission goals, if not adequately because it's subjective and as opposed to standardized tests, which are just objective metrics. Well, Javaro Russell said, this is AAMC, this admissions committee says that the senior director of emissions testing services said that every U.S. medical doctor granted medical school requires the MCAT exam, with some exceptions for alternative routes such as through joint BS and MD programs. Such programs are designed for students to transition from an undergraduate to a medical degree through an 8-year commitment, according to the Inspira Advantage. But the MCAT exam was created with the input of medical schools for their use in admissions process, Russell explained. The AAMC does not and cannot mandate how medical schools use the MCAT exam. Every medical school sets its own criteria for selecting students who will contribute to its mission and successfully completing rigorous medical school criteria. One of the schools that does not require all applicants to submit an MCAT score is the City University of New York School of Medicine. Do No Harm reported a school representative said that during a seminar that students accepted into the BS and MD program do not have to take the MCAT to gatekeep them from going into medical school. In the City University of New York, the program takes 7 years and aims to increase the number of physicians of Afro-American descent or Hispanic and other ethnic backgrounds who have been historically underrepresented in the medical profession and whose communities have historically been underserved by primary care practitioners of this type. The University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, minority students from the MCAT, if they completed a summer research program offered through the 5 historically black colleges and universities, the exempted students must have and maintain a 3.6 grade point average and showcase character, leadership, and motivation for a career in medicine. You know, medicine, you know, the last time I checked, folks, is about saving lives, not being open to diversity, you know, and not having any entrance exams. You want to have a good doctor on hand. I don't want, if I have a problem with, you know, my kidneys or my other problems, I don't want to go to Dr. Bonehead that didn't have an entrance exam and was passed because of his ethnicity, you know, even though he made C's. I don't want to go to a doctor like that. That's just Dr. Johnny. Now, I don't know how you feel. But I'm just telling you what's going on right now. They're doing away with this admission test all over, coast to coast. Medical school admissions committees recognize that identifying and admitting students who have the potential to be good doctors requires more important than test scores, and consider the MCAT exam alongside with the entire application to understand scores in the context. Yeah, it all should be included. Not only the entrance exam, but all the other things that, you know, Russell said, medical schools carefully consider each application using holistic admissions, considering a full range of the applicant's background and portfolio. Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, Do No Harm chairman, has been aware of the growing trend of all the schools dropping the MCAT requirements since before the launch of the Watchdog Group. Morgan told all these groups that, you know, Goldfarb argued that in 2022, Newsweek magazine opted that medical schools that opt to lower admission standards and boost diversity are putting students' careers and patient well-being at risk, rather than revisit the means by which they are pursuing diversity. However, the medical elite want to double down and have their failing course and pass them anyway. I mean, this is going on. The U.S. Medical School Licensing Step 1 exam, which is the first of 3 required licenses, is becoming now a pass-fail in January of 2022. Before, you had a score on it. Now it's just a pass-fail. So on the U.S. medical licenses step one exam, if you make a 75, well, then you pass. But now, do you want to go to that doctor that made a 75 on his U.S. medical licenses step one exam? I don't. Changing examination practices make it more difficult to determine whether the graduates are prepared for their role in the medical field, Goldfarb argued. Many people of every race and background are fully capable of becoming world-class physicians. This is not the argument here. Medical schools should seek out the best candidates who are most likely to provide the best care for their patients, regardless of what they look like or where they come from, Goldfarb wrote. Anything less jeopardizes the very purpose of these institutions. The medical elite will not want to admit it, but their current approach to achieving diversity has a steep cost, and it's wrong to ask patients to pay it. What if he takes out the wrong kidney? Okay, he got a C in kidney, and oops, oh my gosh, I took out the wrong one. Get ready for Dr. Bonehead. Not just medical records, but now more information is being collected on testing phase in Africa that soon, and soon on you. And I want to reveal this is another startling trend. A new bat database on individuals is spreading. They've tested in Africa first. This is on May 4th, 2023. I'm trying to bring you the latest stuff, folks, so you can keep up. This is from May 4th. The title of the article is "A New Database on Individuals is Spreading." A brand new database compiles information from 60-plus different scores and sources and organizations into a one massive government-run continental-wide medical database for every person in Africa, for every single person. And this is exactly what the World Health Organization wants, the WHO wants for everyone across the globe. This has already spread to at least 10 other countries, including Indonesia, Philippines, Haiti, Papua New Guinea, and more. This is a huge threat to privacy and freedom, and it's soon coming to America because they're rolling out all their beta testing in these smaller and less powerful countries and seeing what works. And by the time it comes to us, it's all streamlined and easy to do and everything. And then they'll know everything about everybody, the name of this WHO, this World Health Organization program, is the Health Equity Assessment Toolkit, or acronym, HEAT, H-E-A-T, HEAT, Health Equity Assessment Toolkit. Equity is the buzzword for dividing people up by race, economic status, nation, age, gender, LGBTQ, religion, etc. The best way to conquer is to divide, isolate, and sow fear and chaos. These divisions are made so that people can be discriminated against based on these characteristics. So if you're a white guy and you're a Christian and, you know, you have a Trump sticker on your car, buddy, you better watch out. Because once you're in the HEAT equity category, you're in the HEAT, this Health Equity Assessment Toolkit, this database, the HEAT database, then they can pinpoint you exactly by your race, exactly by your ethnicity, exactly by your religion, and either skew your promises or, you know, maybe, you know, the IRS will go into that database and find the ones they're looking for by race, by gender. I'm telling you, folks, I can't make this stuff up. They already got this going in Africa and, like I said, in New Guinea and everything, and they're perfecting this database. In addition, this new program includes tracking through the Women's Empowerment Index and child protection, like transgender surgeries, access to abortion, protection against exposure to religion and other radical goals. The WHO already is moving forward with a radical plan, even before the World Health Assembly later this month. Imagine that the WHO, the World Health Organization, will do if it gets the support to pass the new pandemic treaty and amendments, they can pick who to go after and who not. You know, who's gotten the vaccine and who hasn't. And, you know, if they don't like you or your type of race or your type of religion and they see you haven't gotten the vax, they'll come and go and arrest you. They can just pull it right up from the database. This administration is pushing Marxism and centralized global control really hard. The WHO's push for equity is the opposite of equality. It is a blatant racism and communism, period, end of story. In the very first line of the WHO's new proposal, Zero Draft Treaty, it makes the claim, and I quote, in recognition of the catastrophic failure of equity in response to the coronavirus disease, the WHO is now creating a special group to fix that so-called equity problem. Oh, yeah, this is a militant group within the WHO, and they're going to enforce the ones who didn't have the vax, because they're going to bring out this new vax later and have a new pandemic. What follows is a treaty of the most radical globalist Marxist agenda I have ever seen. The goal is to achieve health equity through resolute action on social, environmental, cultural, political, and economic determinants of health, such as eradicating hunger and poverty, ensuring access to health and proper food, safe drinking water, sanitation, and employment, and decent work and social protection in a comprehensive intersecretarial approach. So all those things, if you're a goody good guy in their database, then you will get those things of proper food, safe drinking water, sanitation, employment, and social protection if you're a goody good guy. If you're on their blacklist, like they already have said that Trump supporters are terrorists, they've said that. Just think about that. So that could be one strike against you, and boom, you won't have any of these privileges. That's how they can cut things on and cut things off right away. The WHO can only achieve these goals if it controls everything. Imagine a one-world government controlling your water supply, your food supply, your income, your medical treatment options, vaccines, what job you will hold, how much you will be paid, and the list goes on and on. It even lists social protection, which is a term for the government to come to on an individual level to assess and manage risk and opportunity for each person. I saw this firsthand years ago in USSR. The government told people what job they could have, how much they will be paid, what medicine they can acquire, if they're goody good guys and work for the state, what they can say and what they can't say, where they can go and where they can't go. Oppression didn't work in USSR, and it won't work now. We must push back against Joe Biden and the WHO before it's too late. The U.S. House can defend and defund the WHO, and the Senate can demand a vote of two-thirds on this treaty. So write your congressmen, write your senators. If America holds the line, this effort will collapse. Equity opportunity means if you work hard and plan, you can be an airline pilot. Equity means less qualified or, you know, Equal opportunity means if you work hard and plan, you can be an airline pilot. However, equity means the less qualified or unqualified, if they choose to, can fly an airplane if they're members of a certain class based on race, you know, ethnicity, you know, all the, you know, and they all have, you know, their, or religion, you know, but if you're Caucasian, if you're, you know, heterosexual, if you're a Christian, if you're a Trump supporter, buddy, your chances in this system are next to zero to have any of those advantages at all. It will not be an equally equal playing field. So equity is the opposite of equality. Remember when the Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina Foundation brought into equity over equality. Remember that? The foundation launched this healthy food equity program to give $300,000 to businesses who provide better food options, but a company is disqualified if the CEO is white, even if the people of color make up a majority of the staff. This is all true, folks. I'm not making this stuff up. This happened. This has already happened in North Carolina. So the CEO was white, but most of his staff was black. So they disqualified him because the owner, the CEO, was white. This blatant racism has no place in our society. Yet Biden has passed several executive orders on equity, and the WHO is taking this to a whole new level. We are concerned about the upcoming events and the day that the WHO group tasked with these amendments, and they're trying to push them through unbeknownst to people with the International House regulations, and the agenda is intentionally vague. We must stay vigilant and know about this equity move. If it says equity, you don't want it. Now, for advanced technology part of my show, I told you I would keep, you know, people say, well, tell us more about advanced technology, because I ask people to write in what they want. Okay, so now for the advanced technology part of my show, I want to bring information from the article Playing Zeus, Scientists Use a Laser Beam to Control Lightning Bolts. That's the title of the article, Playing Zeus, Scientists Use Laser Beam to Control Lightning Bolts. The gist of this concept in this article is very simple. In an electrically unstable environment, like, say, during a thunderstorm, with strong electrical dipoles, that is to say, plasma conditions, simply create a channel for electrical arcing, i.e. lightning bolts, by using a laser to heat a channel through that fog and through that plasma sphere for the lightning to strike. I'm telling you, they can guide lightning, okay? And, you know, the article said this is a bit like Zeus flinging thunderbolts. However, the physicists working on a mountaintop in Switzerland have used high-powered lasers to steer lightning. The advance could open the way to use lasers to protect airports, rocket launch pads, and other sensitive infrastructure. Researchers say this is their cover story, you know, to protect the rockets and protect airports. But still remains unclear whether this multi-million-dollar technology, which they've already developed in the behind the scenes, they already got it, but now it's coming out in the open. So the article tells more about it, and it remains unclear, it says, that this technology works any better than a relatively cheap lightning rod. It's inspiring, says Matteo Clarieric, a physicist in the University of Glasgow in Scotland. What will be the application of this, he asked. Very good question, Matteo. Very good question. We can only speculate, he asked. I like this guy. Lightning occurs when static electricity builds up in a storm, in storm clouds, and begins to break down the surrounding air molecules. Paths of electricity weaken air spread like cracks in a car windshield. Once one such path reaches something on the ground or connects to other paths clinging from the surface, 30,000 amps of current gusts through the jagged channel in a massive discharge that could blast a hole in a building and set it ablaze, which has happened. During the test, the tower got hit at least 15 times during that period, including 4 times when the laser was running. Researchers studied the strikes both with radio antennas flanking the mountain, which traced the lightning's path, and with high-speed cameras. In all 4 lightning strikes taken with the laser on, the lightning followed the path of the laser before jumping to the tower. The 28-member team reports today that, you know, in the Journal of Nature Photonics, that's the journal this article came out of, and thus researchers steered about 50 meters of each bolt, otherwise random trajectory. The researchers succeeded where others hadn't, in part because their laser fired 1,000 times per second rather than 10 or fewer. The rapid-fire pulses keep a stable conductive channel open even in swirling atmosphere, he speculates. The other big difference is they chose a specific location where the lightning is always hitting the same point. The research team has discussed building a system to help protect Airedale rockets and on the launch pad at European Spaceport in French Guiana. The rockets are, of course, named after the Greek goddess Eridane, the princess of Crete and granddaughter of Zeus. What could be more fitting? Well, they're spending all this money to be able to protect rockets on launch pads from lightning strikes. In reality, as this article hints, the concept is not new, but was conceived almost as soon as the laser was invented, and if we're really being accurate about it, probably was conceived with the laser when the laser was invented. Now, if you're following the public version of this invention of such devices, that puts the emergence of this steering lightning bolts and lasers concept around since the late 1950s and early 1960s. However, one of the enduring mysteries of the science is why it took so long to invent the laser. The science for lasers existed in the 1930s, and indeed, the hidden history and public history are two different things, and that hidden history probably has the Nazi inventing chemical lasers around 1931 and using them as an isotope enrichment process, because that laser isotope enrichment is the most sophisticated of all isotope enrichment processes, and it yields a very pure isotope and takes relatively few people to run the equipment. If one has the technological and engineering competence, it is the method of choice if you're seeking lots of pure isotopes for a nuclear bomb, which is exactly how the Nazis made the first 3 bombs. Now let's combine the technology to the lightning bolt strike concept, and you get the idea that this is the idea of steering massive electrical arcing may not have waited until the invention of the laser. Indeed, if one is careful in the look of history, when I did some research on this, folks, and looks at the ideas of the Norwegian physicist Verkalong, or those of his contemporary, Nikola Tesla, one can find similar ideas. So the opening two sentences are a bit disingenuous, a bit like Zeus flinging thunderbolts. Physicists working on the mountaintop in Switzerland have used high-powered lasers to steer lightning. The advance could open the way to use lasers to protect airports, rocket launch pads, and other sensitive infrastructure, researchers say. Yes, such technology could be used to protect airports, launch pads, and other sensitive infrastructure, but in conjunction with other technologies like isospheric heaters, such as like the HARP, such technology could equally be weaponized and used as a horrific, powerful weapon. Think of the death ray. Think of Zeus withdrawing his lightning bolts. Thinking of Marduk's lightning bolts that they developed over in northern New York. Folks, and now we have, after all these decades of research, this article surfaces is important because it's admitting they finally have actually done it. If you kept up with current affairs in the last 40 years like Dr. Johnny, you will realize that many disasters caused by lightning, or what insurance companies call acts of God, then you know that some people did a lot of collection on, say, hey, maybe I can't burn down the building because that has a trace. But, oh, wait a minute. You know, if you're a deep stater and you have lightning strike it and it comes on fire, and, you know, then the insurance company will pay the total bill. Acts of God. They can control tornadoes. They can control hurricanes. They can make earthquakes. They can control where lightning's going to strike. In other words, they can control acts of God, and no one would know any difference. However, in reality, it's just another hidden form of sabotage. Right now, there's so many indigenous, parallel, and intersecting crime waves washing over the earth at one time. And the New World Order Satanists are taking this great reset opportunity to apply their own order from chaos solution in one last time effort to save themselves. Today, every man on the street knows something is wrong. Of all the myriads of ways they're being exploited, I'm going to say this again on the following shows, because even the average man on the street, even the guy that's homeless, knows society has been exploited, abused, depopulated, victimized, bankrupt, fleeced, poisoned, sabotaged, and ripped off. Even the man on the street knows all that. And the deep state seeks the way to control everybody, every chemical reaction, everything that happens on earth. This is their goal, everything. And I just want to tell you folks that Dr. Johnny, I've heard your requests. I'm bringing them out. Each show, I can only bring 12,000 words per show. And I'm trying to bring you cross-section of your request of what you asked for to hear on this show. But I just want you to know that the White Hats are in control. It may not be hard to see. They need this deep state United States corporation to fall. They need the banks to fail before they can take over with their quantum financial system out in the open. Because the only way that we can handle the globalists and get them under control and arrest them all is to take their money away. That's the only way. So if the banks fail and the United States corporation fails and it all defaults, that's the best thing that can happen, folks. That's the best thing to happen, because that way the deep state has no power. If they don't have any money and their money's worthless and everybody else is on the gold-backed rainbow currency, the Texas Treasury note, you know, that's where the Treasury's going to be, then the regular citizen is okay, but these pedophiles, these Satanists, they won't be okay. And when they're out of money, and they're out of adrenochrome, buddy, that's when everything is going to fall totally apart for them. So you have to embrace this near-death experience, this extinction experience for our nation as we knew it, because our nation was an evil nation, because it was taken over by, you know, in 1871 and specifically in 1913 by a total evil satanic group of people that had us under total control. But just know that this failure of the banks, this failure of the U.S. corporation is a good thing. The future is brighter than ever, because now the individual, without too much time, you know, we're coming into this new world. I'm trying to get everybody to become a master survivor, because my patients understand what I'm saying on my show better than, say, a newbie that comes in, hears one show, they go, what? I've had some people that wrote me, and, you know, if you want to contact Dr. Johnny, just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on, you know, consultation. It's a blue tab at the top right-hand corner, and you can send a note to Dr. Johnny with whatever request you have. And I want you to become a master survivor, because it only takes $226 to become my patient and get on your road to be a master survivor. And because of that, you will know what's really happening, because they're not going to want you to know what's really happening. Even the White Hats don't want you to know what's happening, folks. That's all part of their strategy. They're not going to, nobody, the Deep State nor the White Hats are going to tell you exactly what they're doing. It's going to be all, this is a show. And this show has got to go on for the people to be safe. Because if all of a sudden one side or the other side, black hats or white hats, came out with exactly what they're doing and then just did it straight ahead, there'd be total chaos. And the white hats don't want chaos. Donald Trump doesn't want chaos. He wants order to the best of their ability. But we still got this deep state. The rats are desperate. They're jumping the ship. When you corner a rat, they bite hard, and I'm telling you, they are cornered now. They don't know what to do. They're in a panic mode, and they'll do anything, and that's why we got to be vigilant, and that's why I'm not sugarcoating anything on this show. I'm bringing you exactly how I see it, the news you can use. That's what I'm doing, because I survived all this time. My family, I'm talking about my brothers and sisters, they all have told me, well, a cat has 9 lives, you must have 28. And they're right, because the deep state's been attacking me, and they're still attacking me. But all I can do is do my show. That's my one voice to the world, and doing this Master Survivor Beyond PhD, because I'm trying to bring you the wisdom to survive through any type of disaster, any type of constraint, any type of health problem. That's what the Master Survivor Program is all about, is to get you to survive through any type of problem you may face. And my patients have faced all types of problems. You name it, the worst of diseases, the worst of circumstances, and Dr. Johnny helps them, you know, the best he can. But usually, sometimes all they need is a little guidance so they can listen to my show and they can get the truth. because a lot of the Patriots, as noble as they are, and they do a lot of good shows and provide good information, it gets confusing because some of it is disinformation. It's put out by the White Hats, as well as the deep state. So they're just reporting what they found out, what this whistleblower says, what that whistleblower says. But not all whistleblowers are telling the truth. They'll give you a boiled down version of the truth. They'll say a lot of truth in it, so you'll believe them. But then they'll throw out a couple of gems to get you headed in the wrong direction. Well, I don't want you getting headed in the wrong direction. I don't want you falling under that mind control. The people who've gotten the jab are definitely under mind control. And they're definitely in a different category. They're not a homo sapien anymore. They're now owned property by the corporations. I've seen those patents. And if you want to remove that graphene oxide, well, then talk to Dr. Johnny. We can take care of that real quick. So go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor program. And the best way to get started is that first thing. Number one, the hair tissue mineral analysis. Because for $226 with a check paid to Dr. Johnny, you know, you get all the instructions right there. I'll get you your report, mail it back to you, or email it back to you, whichever the case may be. And we'll go over it, and I'll give you a roadmap for you to successfully gain back good health, get rid of the graphene oxide, get rid of any problems you have. Some of it takes longer than others, depending on what condition you're in. And with that hair tissue mineral analysis, I can see your chemistry and know the condition you're in and can give you an accurate, viable prognosis and roadmap for you to walk and get into good health and survive and be have your mind and your body under your control. That's what being a master survivor is all about. I work with five world-class laboratories, and I exchange research with them. I have buddies that I used to work with years ago, and now they're spread out all over the place where they can get a job, you know, in what laboratory, this laboratory, that laboratory. So I do some checking, and I look at their findings, and you know, with their advice, hey, Johnny, watch out for this one, you know, and it's coming, or this and that. And then I look into what they say, and sure enough, it's good advice, and I give them what I found, you know, right here in Texas with all those immigrants coming across. I got one guy in Delaware. He wrote me, is it true? Is the border really that bad? I said, oh, yeah, they're busting them out. They're busting them out. They're shipping them all over the place, all over the country, including Delaware. And he's like, no kidding. I said, yeah, no kidding. That's what they're doing. So, and I also have the Master Survivor University that you can train in the university to be a Master Survivor health professional. And you can start a lucrative new career, as I say on each show. And, you know, as a Master Survivor health professional, you can get your apprentice as a Master Survivor apprentice, MSP, or you can become a Master Survivor programmer to where you're an expert at the Master Survivor program, and that's the master's course. You write your thesis, and you start with your patients, and you get started right away. If you want the pinnacle of natural health and wellness, you can become a Master Survivor doctor. I provide all that in the Master Survivor University. The whole key is to go to themastersurvivor.com, and it's my website, and you can scroll down and choose from the Master Survivor program and do the hair tissue mineral analysis. Or you can see the Master Survivor show and listen to any back shows that you've missed. This show, it's right there on my podcast. It's available. So this show will be posted tomorrow on the website by tomorrow afternoon. It'll be up on my website. And, you know, usually by the morning, but I like to say the afternoon in case I have internet problems. But You can also, at themastersurvivor.com, you can choose the Master Survivor University. And this is the untold wisdom, the ancient wisdom that is validated by modern laboratory science. And this is the untold truths that have been hidden for so many years. You think about the Renaissance, you know, and how all that flourishing of art and culture and health. That's what so many people don't realize, because before the Renaissance, what did they have? The Black Plague. Well, what was the main thing that, you know, spurred on the Renaissance was, you know, this, you know, getting, you know, all the spices and the herbs and spices and oils and everything from the East. And that's what Marco Polo brought back. What was the first thing they made? You know, one of the things he brought back was not only paper, but printing, gunpowder, and the noodle. The noodle, you know, came from China. So back in Italy, when Marco Polo got back, he had the noodle, he had these spices, and boom, there he made, you know, spaghetti and spaghetti sauce. And in those early days, it was the remedy for the plague, because they didn't have all those spices and the herbs. But, you know, you look at cilantro, you look at, you know, all the Italian herbs from thyme and rosemary and, you know, oregano, all those cured people that were sick. So spaghetti sauce was the first medicine in those early days. And boom, everybody got healthy. They were feeling better. They had enough to eat, and they weren't sick. And, buddy, they started with all the Renaissance of building all these temples and you know, churches and paintings. And see, that's what's happening right now. Dr. Johnny is bringing the new Renaissance. So if you become a Master Survivor, you will participate in that new Renaissance. Have a good week, everybody, and become a Master Survivor today.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Uli Damagard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Do
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.